heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau. I'm not Shannon. It doesn't feel right, those words coming out of my mouth. You're Shannon.
Jiminy Jillikers, Ace of Gray. I've said the words so many times, they've lost meaning.
It's take 100.
There, you do 100 takes. I also do 100 takes. Hey, it's... Hi.
Hello.
It's Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. On Tuesday, we're back after a week off, and if I seem a little low energy, I don't mean to be. It's just kind of a down day.
Did we not do a show last week?
We did, but it was wrestling.
We did the CCW show.
It was Cage Chaos, yeah. Well, this week, it's back to the old formula that you all know and love.
Tolerate?
Hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, you listen to it, so yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, if you're tuning in, clearly there's something about us that you enjoy. So let me introduce myself. For those of you that might not know me, my name is Shannon Young. I'm Mr. 100, a name given to me through a joke we made about a girl who doesn't know how to hashtag.
It's true.
That is very true. And I hated the nickname, and I still kind of hate it, but at the same time, I don't. So let's go with it. Down at the end of the table is a guy who likes his nickname.
I do.
The five-star man, Ace of Gray.
It's the five-star. Like, that's just, it's the best nickname.
That's
you. It's the only nickname I've had someone else give me that I actually like.
It's a good nickname. It's something you have to live up to, though, and I'm proud to say that you've lived up to it.
I try.
So, congratulations to you. And then next to us is Allie Hebert, who doesn't have a nickname.
Well, technically, Allie is a nickname.
Lathia Hebert,
yes.
A.K.A. Allie. So there's your cast. We don't have anybody from CCW tonight. Jesse's not here. Dalton's not here. It's just the three of us.
What are we gonna do?
Well, let's start off with talking about some disappointing news.
Okay.
I watched the new Godzilla tonight.
Oh, did you?
I finally broke down and watched it. Godzilla Resurgence.
Dumb question. Is this the Japanese
yes.
one that came out that everyone was like?
Yeah.
Is supposed to be like a throwback to the, like.
Yeah. Yeah. This was the one that came out last year
mm-hmm.
and it had a very limited run in American, theaters last year. I think around my birthday. I don't remember when it was exactly, but I remember wanting to go see it and I was really bummed out that I didn't do it because I was going to drive to St. Louis to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not unheard of for me to do that. I actually drove, God, I'd have to ask Bob, but me, him and Lindsay, I don't even remember where we went to see Paranormal Activity because it got a very limited theater run and we were so jazzed about seeing it. We drove hours to watch
it. The first one?
Yeah.
Did it?
Because
I saw it here in Cape.
It must have been before that major release.
I was going to say this was probably when it was coming out of the festivals.
Yeah.
And like everyone was like, they spent $30 on this movie and it's the scariest thing you'll ever watch.
Right. So we went to go see that and I loved it. Bob loved it. Lindsay fell asleep. That's just how that went. And I didn't go see Godzilla Resurgence, but I'm a huge Godzilla fan.
Mm-hmm.
As you probably know, if you're listening to the show and you're wondering where we got the name from. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Podzilla, Godzilla. Done.
1985 is the year the best one came out.
It's my favorite
your
one.
Favorite.
That's true. I wouldn't say it's the best, but it's definitely my favorite. I had Raymond Burr. You may remember as... Shit.
No, he was good.
He wasn't Matlock. He was the other one.
Columbus? Columbo.
No, he wasn't. That was
Columbus.
Peter Falk, I think. Hell, who was Raymond Burr?
Google. I got it.
Google it.
I got you.
Fans, if you're listening right now and you already know the answer.
You're screaming at your phones.
Yes. He was an attorney. That's all I remember. And he was a damn good one.
But, who
you know who he played in Godzilla?
Harry Mason.
That's it.
Okay.
So Raymond Burr, he was a little Godzilla history for you guys that may not know this. He was in the original Godzilla in the 60s or 50s or whatever it was. In the American dub of it. They actually filmed new scenes of Raymond Burr and inserted it into the Japanese film. That way they could cater to an American audience.
That's cool.
You know his character's name in that movie? Steve Martin.
Huh.
I kid you not. So when they did Godzilla 1985, now who's a big star? Steve Martin.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't use that name because it's confusing and weird. So they just call him Mr. Martin during the entire movie. He came back for 1985, which is really cool. That's why 1985 directly follows the original movie. And it's one of the only ones that follows the original film.
Mm-hmm.
The rest are kind of like side stories. It's a long story. But anyway, I watched Godzilla Resurgence and I didn't like it.
Really?
I'm just going to put it that way. One, you know how everyone's like, well, my Godzilla is a Godzilla and a guy in a rubber suit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not that. This is CG. It's all CG. And it's bad CG.
Like, intentionally bad CG to make it look like it's those bad, you know, practical effects?
I don't know. There were parts of the movie where Godzilla's standing still, and he looks really good, and it almost looks like they may have been practical effects, like he just opens his mouth and roars,
mm-hmm.
and it looks really awesome. There are other times when he's moving around and shooting at stuff with his mouth that just looks so ridiculously bad. It's like, I can't believe they really, like, this isn't a parody film of Godzilla.
Yeah.
There are little things in it that I really hated. For one, Godzilla, when he breathes fire now, not only does he breathe fire, he's kind of like, you know, the Titan that you have to throw the oil down or whatever and then burn it.
Yeah.
He's like that. He shoots out this like black smoke. Then he ignites it, which basically sets the entire city on fire at once, which kind of looks cool. His mouth, I don't know, you guys can't see this, so I apologize. You have to just bear with me. Like his jaw, his bottom jaw splits in half and opens.
Oh, almost like predator mouth, kind of?
Like a predator mouth when he breathes fire. And I'm like, I don't like that. That's not my Godzilla.
Right.
Hashtag not my Godzilla. And the plot was just as basic as possible. Something awakens in the ocean. They don't know who Godzilla is in this movie. This is a complete reboot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I didn't like it as much as I thought I was going to. There were some cool parts, but like Godzilla can shoot lasers out of his mouth and his tail now.
And his tail?
Yeah, what the hell is going on in Japan right now? It's like they saw the American new one and said, we can do worse. We can make it weirder.
Oh, you want to lower the bar? We'll lower the bar.
Hold my drink. Hold my sake. That's what they drink over
it's
there.
It's a rice wine.
Yes.
Yes. So if you're excited about seeing Godzilla Resurgence, I hope you're not as disappointed as I was.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I need to watch it again because I was half distracted. I was on the phone with Zach. I was doing a couple different things.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I need to sit down and really watch it. But I've learned a long time ago that you don't sit down and watch a Godzilla movie because there's 25, 30 minutes of Godzilla and an hour of people talking.
Yeah.
About Godzilla. Godzilla is Poochie. When Godzilla's not on screen, everyone should be talking about Godzilla.
No. But why isn't Godzilla on screen? Is the question.
I guess you can't really show Godzilla all the time, else you're gonna ruin it.
Mm-hmm.
Because Godzilla, as cool as he looks, it's one of those things that the less you see of him, sometimes the better. Because either he's a guy in a rubber suit, or he's just really terrible CG like he is in this movie. But
yeah.
I don't know. I can't recommend it. That's all I'll say. I'm really sad about that. Yeah, it's a bummer.
Because I know you were looking forward to seeing it. It's because of like the way it was marketed, I remember you talking about like this is supposed to be like a return to form.
Yeah,
because
he looks scary. He looks scary in the movie. He looks almost demonic.
Mm-hmm.
Like he looks evil.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't give any reason for him being there, really. He just shows up. And the weird part is that, and maybe I saw this wrong because I wasn't paying attention the entire time, but it felt like there were parts where Godzilla just stops moving. Like in the old movies, he would attack and then he'd go into the water or something and he'd disappear and they'd be like, whoa, when's he coming back?
Mm-hmm.
In this one, he literally just stood there and they were like, okay, Godzilla, stop moving.
Recharging.
Exactly what it was. He had to recharge.
Maybe he's done. Maybe he's dead now. We'll make him a statue. It's fine.
At the end, he was.
Really?
I'm not kidding. At the very end, they like freeze him or something. I don't know. I had subtitles on. I still wasn't really sure. All I know is at the end, he was frozen in place. They kept talking about someday he'll wake up and we'll have to deal with him. So now there's just this big ass Godzilla in the middle of Tokyo. He's
going
the new
all
Tokyo
Jeepers
Tower.
Creepers, like, okay, he's going to come back.
They even said how many seconds it would be until he woke up. And then the very last thing you see is they show his tail. And at the end of his tail, there are all these little almost humanoid creatures frozen on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the movie ends. I guess they're saying these creatures may be Godzillas. I don't know. It's like they were trying to do Cloverfield. It felt a lot like Cloverfield, which is bad because Cloverfield was trying to be Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got something trying to be something that was trying to be you in the first place.
It's a picture of a painting of a snapshot or
I don't know.
Whatever that phrase is.
I didn't like it. Don't go see it. Catch it if it's free. Don't pay money for it. Mm-hmm. I didn't pay money for it. I got an exclusive viewing from the company that made it due to our status in the entertainment world.
Right. They got that suffix of Zilla 1985.
They're like, this guy knows.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get him a shot. We don't have a topic tonight, by the way. What we are going to do is we're going to talk about the things you guys told us to talk about on Facebook. But before we do that, we were going to talk about fighting games.
Yes.
And Allie didn't know this, so we're just springing this on her now. Or maybe she does know it. I don't remember. Did you know this?
Yeah, you told me.
Good.
Okay, because I was like, oh, probably should have said
something. I just heard, we're talking about fighting games. That's basically what I knew.
You play fighting games, right?
Yeah, kind of. I used to.
What'd you play?
I played Smash Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Then there were games Calvin had. So I'm pretty sure there was a Naruto fighting game that we would play.
They made lots of those.
They made lots of Naruto.
And then there was another fighting game that I don't know what it was called that Calvin had that we would play. I was never good at any of them because I would just hit random buttons and hope for the best.
To be fair, that's what most people did back then was just mash random buttons.
Yeah. You
know, there's a reason there's a term for fighting games, button mashers.
Yeah.
And they win a lot of the times.
They can, yeah.
Yeah. I know Mortal Kombat was really bad about that when we first got it, like when the new one came out.
Mortal Kombat X, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people just mashed buttons and won that way. Mm-hmm. But the reason we were to talk about this is Ace has been paying attention to Injustice 2, which is coming out, you said, in May?
I'm so in the weeds with March. Injustice 2. In May.
In May?
Yeah.
And I saw a new trailer for it the other day. I'm excited about the characters that are in it. Mm-hmm. Not excited. I don't know. I'm not. I don't like the battle system. The armor system. It's still throwing me off.
It's, yeah, that's, it's going to be a... Thankfully, NetherRealm Studios is really good about kind of an open communication with players before launches of games and DLC. So, like, with those combat casts they were doing before Mortal Kombat X and all their combat packs,
right?
The DLC that came out. They're doing more and more of these. They did their first one last week, and they answered a bunch of fan questions, a bunch of, like, important questions, I feel like. The beta, the closed beta is live. Those codes have been going out. They showed actual, like, gameplay stuff. We got, that's where we got the Robin reveal trailer.
Yeah.
And then, so I've been watching that. I've been watching just a bunch of streamers, who got beta codes, like, Ketchup and Mustard and Scar. I don't remember his name. They played him a couple times, but there's only four characters and they each already have, like, their mains picked. So it's like, I'm just watching, like, I've, not proud of this, but I've watched like 3 hours of two people play Atrocitus and Superman. Superman was in the old game. He's not even a new character.
I'm guessing the other two is probably Batman and Luthor.
Supergirl.
Batman and Supergirl?
Yeah. So two returning characters, two new characters.
Supergirl's the one I'm most excited about. I've always had a very unhealthy, not obsession, mm-hmm. but I don't know. I've always really liked Supergirl more so than Superman. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because I'm a boy and she was like pretty blonde girl.
Right.
But, yeah, I always thought Supergirl was really, really awesome. So I'm excited that she's in the game.
Yeah.
I don't know who Atrocitus is. You guys have told me before.
He's the leader of the Red Lantern Corps, which is the
Rage
Corps.
Right. 103.7.
RIP.
I'm excited to play this too. I want to. I saw you playing Injustice earlier. You're going through the story mode again.
Yeah.
And I forgot how the story is really good. And that's one thing that NetherRealm has just excelled at. Cause when we were growing up, when I was growing up anyway, fighting games didn't really have storylines. Every fighting game, it followed the same pattern. You fight, you win, you get a small ending for
you
the
get
character
like a
you
two pick. Like a two screen, just still image with like a little basic description of what happens when your character wins.
Right.
Which are usually very contradictory to every other character's ending.
And then when the next game comes out, it's like they had to pick who had the real ending.
Right.
You know, except for me, like when I played Street Fighter, maybe this is what screwed me up for life, is I would pick Ken. Ken was my favorite. Mm-hmm. His ending almost every time was he took his wife shopping and she spent a lot of money.
Really?
Yes, I'm not kidding. I think her name was Eliza, if I remember correctly. She spent all of his money. And that was it. Ryu would like walk off and go train to fight the Ultimate Ninja Masters. Like everybody had this really, like Chun-Li caught the bad guys. Cammy found a kitten literally in one of her endings. She finds a kitten and she takes it home with her. But Ken just gave his wife money. So maybe that's why I idolize it. You know, I don't know. Mortal Kombat always had great endings. I always played Johnny Cage and.
See, and I hate the Johnny Cage character, but he was one of my favorite characters to play. In Mortal Kombat X.
I love Johnny Cage. And, he's always been my favorite.
And the more that I played him in that game, the more I liked him. Especially because he had a really big role in the story.
Yeah.
For this one. And.
And the last one, to be fair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know,
which amazes me how much of an emphasis they put on Johnny Cage, considering what a joke, like, character he was originally. Because he was supposed to be, they pretty much put him in entirely to make fun of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yep.
Like, he was a Van Damme clone.
Stand-in. Because wasn't the original Mortal Kombat supposed to be a Jean-Claude,
Van
like,
Damme
licensed
game?
Yeah. But then the licensing fell through, so they just had to...
Make up their own thing?
Yeah.
Which, in retrospect, they probably did a better job.
Oh, yeah. I don't see us being super hyped for a...
Jean-Claude Van Damme combat?
X, yeah.
Also, just a real quick piece of trivia. Do you know who the original Predator was in the Predator movie?
Jean-Claude
Van Damme before creative differences and he left.
You know who I guessed that?
How?
Because you were already talking about Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, I kind of gave it away. What if I would have said something like, no, actually, it was Tony Danza?
I'd believe it. I'd see it. All of his clicking just translates to who's the boss.
Do you want to find out who it was?
I don't know. Huh. This is another time I really wish you watched Community because they do a bit where Abed solves the who's the boss. It's like, he takes this, like, TV class, and they're like, no, it's a hypothetical question. No, but I found the answer. Okay, but you can't, because it's a hypothetical question. He's like, no. And then he just dozes on this huge, like...
I just always assumed it was Alyssa Milano. That's just me.
I've never even seen the show.
I've never watched the show either.
I don't even know what show we're talking about.
Who's the Boss? It's with Tony Danza.
Yeah, so yeah.
I have a sense of humor. I laugh at Tony Danza.
I laugh at Tony Danza.
I laugh at Tony Danza. She doesn't get that reference.
No. I miss King of the Hill so much.
Me too. Me too. So I said we were going to talk about fighting games, and you were super excited about NetherRealm in general, and I just complimented them, but you have a lot of compliments for NetherRealm.
I do.
Just not bad for a company that at one point, Mortal Kombat had become the laughingstock of the fighting world.
They were bad. Like four?
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat 4
four until Armageddon. Like even when they were good, they weren't very good.
Because I liked Armageddon. And I like Deadly Alliance. But yeah, they try to do they moved to 3D because that's where the graphics were.
Yeah.
So instead of having like up as jump, it would actually just move you, like you could kind of circle around each other, which seems like a cool mechanic, but for as young as the technology was, it just, one really made it work.
Can you think of a single 2D, a 2D fighter that went to 3D that did well?
Did Soul Calibur start as a 2D fighter?
No.
Okay.
No, Soul Calibur, Tekken,
Tekken started as 2D.
No, Tekken was 3D.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah. There is a version of Tekken on, I want to say Sega Genesis, or maybe it was Battle Arena Toshinden. There's an old 3D fighter that was ported over that was, it put in a 2D realm. But yeah, all of those were 3D to start off with.
Huh.
The only 2D fighters that I can think of that even made the transition was Mortal Kombat, which was terrible.
Yeah.
Street Fighter, which was terrible.
When they did 3D, yeah.
Yeah. God awful. King of Fighters wasn't horrible, but it wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. That's the only ones I can think of, because the rest of them stayed 2D.
Okay. And then Street Fighter immediately went back, though. Like, Mortal Kombat tried to make it work for four games.
They kept trying. God
they
bless
really
them.
They really
did. God bless them. They finally went back to their roots, and they found...
They killed it.
Yeah. They do such a good job with everything in the games, with the extras, the bonuses, the storyline. Like I said, you didn't have storylines in video games back then, not with fighting games. This has a coherent storyline that, for whatever reason, maybe it's just because God shined upon me just a little bit, they made Johnny Cage the focus. Because I love Johnny Cage and everyone else hated him, and I could finally go, yeah, but look, he's the star.
But he's important. You have to play as him.
And then in the new game, his daughter's the star. So.
And he's also the star still.
I know, and he's turned into this complete badass.
He really did, which, on the one hand, kind of bugs me, because he's not, but I guess that makes him a little bit more likable, is that he, you know...
They did it in a funny way.
He eventually, you know, became legit, because his whole shtick is he was a movie star.
Yeah.
He was in, like, these kung fu movies.
He was Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's also in a realm of actual ninjas and a lightning god.
Did you ever see the movie Mortal Kombat?
No.
Did you see it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I figured you had, but I thought they did it really well with Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
You know, he was a fake and...
He was a fake and he was just that cocky, just D-bag. Like,
yeah.
He was the most obnoxious person.
He just wanted to punch his face off his face.
It's amazing how close The Miz is to Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
Don't well, they kind of look like alike? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sunglasses, yeah.
Miz needs to get a tattoo on his chest that says Miz.
Across
yes.
It.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Or Maurice.
Or Maurice. Go the Undertaker out.
Just let people know. I love the movie, and I stand by that Mortal Kombat's probably my favorite video game movie of all time.
I can't think of...
A better one?
That's a whole other topic. I'm sure I could
think we've done that show.
We might have.
Warcraft?
Shh.
Right. Well.
There you go.
No, especially because it's like... It's when you go back and you rewatch it, like, you would probably hate it. I'm willing to bet that you would, just because you don't necessarily have the nostalgia factor to go with it.
Right.
And the effects do not hold up.
No, they don't. Well.
And it's just kind of a cheesy 90s popcorn action movie.
And everybody was so pissed off at the time because it was PG-13.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, how can you do Mortal Kombat without the blood and gore?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they did a good job with it. And the effects are pretty cheesy. I thought Goro still looked cool, though.
Yeah.
Because I think he was mostly animatronic. You can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not much CG to him.
Yeah.
I love the movie. I thought it was really good.
It's so good.
Best fighting game movie, because I've seen them all. I saw Street Fighter. That's
with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
And that's a classic too, by the way. Not for the same.
Oh, that's the one that Raul Julia.
Yes, his
is
last
such
film.
A bummer, because he could be just this like super menacing, terrifying villain, but
he was very sick.
Yeah.
And he was very frail looking, but he had the best line. It's still I've said before, one of my favorite lines of all time is when he told Chun-Li, the day Bison came to your village was the most important day of your life. For me, it was a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one of the best lines ever in anything. It had my favorite part of they're all watching the monitor and the bus is coming towards them and they're all like, oh, it's going to crash into us. And Zangief says, quick, change the channel. Stupid, but it's so much fun. I watched that one. I watched the King of Fighters movie. That was just god awful.
I didn't even know they made one.
Yes, they did. And it was terrible. I watched the Tekken movie. Also god awful.
Was that one a CGI movie? Like,
there were three. There was an animated one, mm-hmm. like Street Fighter. There's also an animated Street Fighter movie. But there was an animated Tekken movie. There was a CG Tekken movie and there was a live action Tekken
movie. Okay, I only know the CG one.
The same guy, I might be wrong on this, but the same guy that plays Shang Tsung in Mortal Kombat plays Heihachi in Tekken.
In the live action. Okay.
Yeah. The animated Street Fighter movie, if you, any of you have seen it, have you seen it?
No.
It was scandalous when I was younger because there's a scene where Vega attacks Chun-Li in the shower, full on nudity. Chun-Li is completely nipples and all. And back in that time period, that was unheard of.
Right.
And we were all like, oh, that's Chun-Li naked. They cut that out of the American version. You can find it uncensored in some places. But yeah, those movies are terrible, but the games are solid.
Yeah. I've always been a Mortal Kombat fan. Like, I've always been terrible at Street Fighter. Maybe if I wasn't just the worst, I would like it more and I'd have more affinity for the series. But even Mortal Kombat, I could at least beat the first tower. Yeah. Eventually. It took me a while, but I could get there. But Street Fighter, I'd maybe get to the third fight and they're just, nope, I can't do it.
All of these fighting games now, I don't enjoy them as much because they've all really embraced the combo system. Like, I see you play Mortal Kombat and I see you just knocking people down with these strings of combos. I watch Terrence play and he's just laying people out with strings of combos. And Street Fighter was the same way. At first, Street Fighter V was really fun because I enjoy Street Fighter. Mm-hmm. But then when I figured out that this is a very combo heavy game, you have to know exactly where to punch it at the right time and all that, it took the fun out of it for me. That's mm-hmm. why I like to, when I play fighting games, I prefer wrestling or mm-hmm. UFC or something like that, you know. Fight Night was one of my favorites.
I did like Fight Night a lot.
Oh, so much. But yeah, I suck at all of the fighting games now, except King of Fighters. We used to do fighting games over at Pat's house every like week. Mm-hmm. No one played King of Fighters with me because I would just obliterate them. I picked the one game that no one else had heard of to excel at.
Hey, try this with me. Jesse was talking about, I think on Nerd Up, Blaze Blue was another one that you guys all bought. Yep. And then played like three times.
Yeah. And Guilty Gear. I thought Guilty Gear was really cool. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And fighting games are fine. I even bought one. There was one called Arcana Heart, which was all female fighting game. Mm-hmm. Wasn't nearly as perverted as I thought it was going to be / hoped it would be. We got some responses on Facebook, because Dumb Shannon, he made a mention of what the topic was going to be tonight, that we were going to talk about fighting games. But then I also said, but hey guys, what do you want to hear us talk about? Let us know. And then like half of it's about fighting games. I told you this, Ace. I actually went back on and was like, hey, it doesn't have to be all about fighting games. We'll talk
But people won't talk about fighting games.
What about Trump's travel ban? What about this and that? Nobody cares.
Because fighting games are awesome.
I said Primal Rage sucked. Mm-hmm. A lot of people took offense to that.
It wasn't good.
It was Mortal Kombat with dinosaurs.
That was the dinosaur one with the weird Yeti.
Yes.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody played it because it was like Mortal Kombat and everybody loved dinosaurs, but mm-hmm. it was just bad. I don't care what you say. It was bad.
Didn't it also have like the fatalities, but they were just way more complicated? No, that's Killer Instinct.
No, you're right.
It did.
Yeah, you had to hold like three buttons down and then input commands and stuff. It was almost impossible. You could mm-hmm. not do fatalities in that game. I hated Primal Rage. Bob loved it and I never understood why. We would play it together and I never figured out why, mm-hmm. other than mm-hmm. dinosaurs. It was terrible.
But dinosaurs are cool.
Dinosaurs are cool, but this one's terrible. Tony Walton said Primal Rage was kind of sweet. No, it wasn't. You're wrong, and your feelings are wrong. He said it's like Tekken and Alter Beast had an abortion, but it survived.
Oh.
Gee. Well, I guess then they didn't really have an abortion, did they?
I don't know how Tekken plays into that at all. Tekken was a 3D fighter, and it's really good.
I'm guessing because it's a fighter. Because Ultra Beast had a werewolf.
Yeah.
Tony, what are you talking about?
I also like Tekken a lot, which we talked about it on Nerd Up, but the new one, it's in our arcade cabinets already in Japan and maybe over here, but they're porting it to PS4 and Xbox One.
Yeah.
Maybe just PS4.
It better be on Xbox One.
I don't remember.
Or else I can't play it. and you get that very special guest character, Akuma.
Yeah.
Because they canceled Tekken X Street Fighter.
Yeah, so I think it might actually be PS4 exclusive.
That's fine. I changed my mind.
So it was supposed to be out early 2017, but they announced last week that they were pushing it back until June. And it's because they're like, well, we're seeing a lot of products come out half finished and missing essential game modes, and we could do that, but we would rather have our fans wait a little bit longer for a complete experience. And
you mean they don't want to go the Street Fighter route and just release
this entire thing? Was just like, okay, so Street Fighter V, you suck. Yeah. You should feel bad.
I bought that game day
one. We're not
going
to do that.
Remember that?
Yeah. I do, because I told you not to.
But I enjoyed it.
Didn't we sit here playing it the night before the live WWE event, and I made the sign for... I remember you playing Street Fighter.
Because I enjoyed it. I had fun. I played online. I did very well. Like, I thought it was a good game, but
it was... You beat everyone here.
Well, yeah, I did. Yeah. I kind of demolished everybody. And that's why...
I came close. I won that one round.
I don't like competitive games, because I don't like to win. I'm the one person in the world that I hate winning. I would rather lose every time and everyone else be happy that they won than win. And when I do play against people and stuff,
right,
so often I just, well, okay, that was different. You ran your mouth too much to Prince Goro.
You owe me a pair of sunglasses? I love that line. They put that line in the game.
And to follow the movie. That's so much fun.
And that's the thing, like NetherRealm Studios, is just they throw in just so much little details that really matter. Like every fight, as I was playing Injustice, they do it for the story mode where they don't do their normal just like little catchphrase intro. It's directed at the other combatant specifically. Mortal Kombat X, that's in the story mode and every exhibition match, online match. There is a Liu Kang. What he says to Sub-Zero is different what he says to Raiden.
Yeah.
Every single time.
That makes me wonder why other studios, like especially Capcom and Bandai Namco, or Namco Bandai, whichever, I don't even know why they try anymore. Cause like it's not nearly as complete as what NetherRealm puts out. And it's not even that their games are, it's not that like Street Fighter is better as a fighting game, but Mortal Kombat has the better extras. Mortal Kombat's just better in every way.
Yeah. It's just a great fighting game too.
Yeah.
But it's just whenever, so you have this amazing fighting game, but then everything wrapped around it is just even better and makes it even better.
Yeah.
So then when you pick up Street Fighter V on day one and there's no story mode at all, there's barely a single player versus computer mode.
Right.
Was there a tower mode of any kind?
No, there was just the basic, there was the basic survival type thing.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like a tower in
a
way.
But not really.
Yeah. They did eventually patch a story mode into it, but it was very disappointing.
But they had to patch it in.
Yeah.
It was months after release.
It was free at least. I mean, with Capcom, that surprises me because Capcom is just the worst when it comes to DLC. It's really hard to compete with Mortal Kombat. It just is.
Just those intros, like the Mortal Kombat 9 had, is that the one that had kart racing?
No, 9 was bare bones.
It was a little bit more, yeah.
If you're thinking of the older, the PS2 games had like kart racing and chess and all this other stuff.
All this weird like extra stuff wrapped into it.
Mortal Kombat 9 just took it back to the basics.
Yeah, they're like, okay, 2D fighter.
Yeah, made it a badass, blood-filled. The only thing I could criticize 9 for, and it's not even really a criticism, maybe it's just in my old age, I'm getting a little more tame, but the art style for the women, especially in 9, was just kind of, not vulgar, but you could tell they were catering towards the male audience. 10, I thought, really cleaned it up really well.
There's a handful, like, the Melina skin when she's like...
Was just the bandages?
Yeah. Like, that one's a little bit like...
Well, even
Sonya
Blade's basic one.
Yeah.
In 9, where it was just like, I think it was midriff, thong showing. It's like, and they let you fight in the special forces in that?
Right. You're like a leader of an elite military unit?
That's a uniform that you got there. But that was really my own criticism of 9. It had just the coolest characters. Freddy Krueger was in it.
Which is apparently the highest grossing, like, single piece of DLC ever.
Freddy Krueger?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because that's one of the things that they talked about on the Watchtower, is because they announced that, okay, it's the biggest story ever. It's the biggest base launch roster ever, which Mortal Kombat X launched with 24 characters, 25 with the pre-order bonus. They're going to have the most DLC support. And someone asked him, okay, will there be guest characters? And they said, historically, our guest characters are the best-selling characters, so you can expect some guests. Which, if that means we're getting Mortal Kombat characters in Injustice 2, because Scorpion was in the first one. I don't know who else they might be pulling in.
Maybe some Marvel characters.
I would love it, but doubt it.
Maybe they could just like go real ham on it. And what if they got like the Ninja Turtles in it or something?
That would be nuts.
That would be insane.
I mean, the Battletoads are in Killer Instinct.
What a disappointing fighting game.
So
that was.
Yeah.
Speaking of Killer Instinct, someone on here said it. Let me find this sumbitch. Where was it? Austin Lane. From Rope to Rope and Pillar to Post. Did I get it right?
Yeah. Sometimes, but I'm the one that does
it. Asa, will you do it?
It's From Rope to Rope and Pillar to Post, the best of the best, Austin Lane.
Who we all wish a speedy recovery.
Yes.
By the way, we'll talk about that in Cage Chaos tomorrow on Pro Wrestling Unscripted. But he said, he just replied, Killer Instinct.
Mm-hmm. Which, I like the Super Nintendo one.
Yes. Well, we all did. I still remember seeing an old VHS that was for Donkey Kong Country. It was one of those things that Nintendo would like send to you as like a preview.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about Donkey Kong Country and how great it was. And then at the very end, the guy's like, oh, what's this over here? And they kind of open a door and they're playing Killer Instinct. Mm-hmm. And they like shut the door and they're like, you can't see that. And I remember as a kid going, what was that? That looks incredible. And it was Killer Instinct. And Killer Instinct was good.
Yeah.
Killer Instinct 2 was never released on home console, but they did put out Gold. And it was good. Well, that's Killer Instinct 2 that's on Xbox though, isn't it?
You have like the first three are available.
Maybe I need to research this now because now I'm confused.
Yeah.
The one thing I remember most about Killer Instinct was just how I feel like some horny 12-year-old wrote at least part of it because Orchid's fatality, literally, was she unzips her top, shows you her breasts, and your eyes bug out and your head explodes because you've never seen a pair of breasts before, I guess.
Oh, my.
Well, I mean, there was an alien. And a robot and a dinosaur.
Skeleton.
Skeleton yeah.
Pirate. Yeah. I think it was cool.
My friend Jared really, really likes the Xbox One version. I just can't get into it. It's too button mashy, butt combos.
For the new one?
I don't like
it either.
And I hate their model of it. Of, okay, you get like two free characters and then you have to buy every other character.
My favorite fighting game at the moment is still Dead or Alive. And people always make fun of me for it because they always go, oh, you play that.
They just jump to the volleyball game.
Yeah. Do you play that because the girls are all like scantily clad and they're showing their parts and they're jiggling around. But then they actually see me play in the game and they're like, shit, that's brutal. I'm like,
wait,
yeah.
Ryu Hayabusa's from that game? What?
Well, I mean, technically he's from Ninja Gaiden. That's forgivable.
But he's in there.
He is in there. Hunter has a very important question about fighting games. First he says, what do? So, Allie, I'll let you field that one.
Huh?
What do?
No.
I think it's, I think the answer is just, you just run. You just gotta run.
He also says, what infamous game character who has never been part of a fighting game cast should be added to one, and which game should it be? Tony Walden replied. He said, Raziel from Soul Reaver. Put him in Soul Calibur. And Mike Branham says, Dr. Robotnik, and he should be in Balls for the Super Nintendo. You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Branham. I've played Balls, by the way.
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
It's so bad.
It's just one of the worst things ever. Mike, idiot. What about you, Asa, though? What do you think? A character that's never been in a fighting game, and what game would you put him in?
That's super hard. Kratos was in 9, Mortal Kombat 9.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
Hell, even Master Chief was in Dead or Alive.
Yeah. And then Soul Calibur 2 had the console exclusive characters.
Link, Spawn, and Heihachi.
Yeah.
And by the way, guess who had the PS2 version of that? This guy.
So you got Heihachi?
I got Heihachi.
Weaponless Heihachi?
Oh. Meanwhile, my friends are like, dude, I got Link. I'm like, good for you.
I got Spawn. That was the thing. Like, everybody was hoping Spawn would be in Mortal Kombat. I think he probably has a better chance in Injustice.
Because it's a superhero thing. Although he could fit into both worlds, honestly.
He fits either.
Yeah. Answer the question, Gray.
I'm trying. I'm thinking.
Allie, we'll go to you while he's thinking.
See, I don't know that many characters. So my answer would be Yarny from Unraveled in Super Smash Brothers.
I thought you were going to say Super Meat Boy in Super Smash Brothers. Both could work.
Yeah.
Yarny and Super Smash Brothers would work really well.
Yeah
that's what...
I could see him being annoying.
That's probably going to be the best answer any of us give.
Yeah.
Let's be honest with you.
It really is. Because I'm trying to go through like stuff that I'm playing right now, and basically the only stuff that I'm playing is Overwatch, which I guess, they have that kind of teaser little fighting game in some of the starting menus.
Yeah.
Like, if you did, like, if you did a Blizzard fighter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Heroes of the Storm style, character base, but in just a straight-up fighting game.
Blizzard has done fighting games. They used to release a lot of games, especially on Super Nintendo, and before they were Blizzard. Mm-hmm. And they did a DC game that was not good. Not good at all. That's
like
all.
A DC
fighting
comics?
Game. Yeah. like Superman, Batman. And we're talking about Superman with like the mullet, the long hair Superman.
Oh, like 90s Superman?
Yeah, bad Superman.
Ooh.
That ain't not, hashtag not my Superman. All the games that I'm playing right now, most of the characters are already in fighting games, like Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Chris and Jill are both in Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah.
You know?
The X-Men are in Marvel vs. Like, all the Marvel characters are in Marvel vs. Capcom.
Right.
Mega Man is... you have...
Damn it, Hunter!
Some of my favorite games are just fighting games, so that's already disqualified.
Like, I can't pick Star Wars because they had a fighting game.
It was awful. Oh, that Masters of Terrakassi. That one was not good. The Ninja Turtles had their own fighting game.
Tournament Fighters.
I love that game.
I've got that game.
It was hard.
Super hard.
But it was awesome.
I can't.
Yeah.
Because goddamn Nintendo has their own fighting game with all my favorite characters in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking around the studio right now going, let me see a poster.
Yeah, let's try to find someone that Pokemon. Not... There's the Pokemon fighting game.
Yeah.
I answered a video game question.
Better than us.
Yeah. I'm blanking.
Yeah, I am too. I'm sure once we start talking about something else, I'll be like, oh, I want... Because Kratos really, I think, would be my... Because he works so well in a fighter, but he was DLC for Mortal Kombat 9.
I'm going to go with your idea of a Blizzard fighter,
mm-hmm,
and say either Arthas or Varian Wrenn from the Alliance. Because both of those, they're big guys. They use weapons. They would be in Soul Calibur. Like, I could see them in Soul Calibur, very much so. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pick
those
guys.
They would even fit in with, like, the lore, because they're both kind of, you know...
Medieval-ish, knight-like characters. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to say... In fact, I'm going to go with Varian Wrenn from World of Warcraft, put him as a secret character in the PC version of Soul Calibur 6, which doesn't exist.
I wish they would make a good Soul Calibur game again.
Me too. On the Switch.
Because...
And then you could use the...
No. Put it on a good console.
Aw.
No, I will not entertain this bit. Because Soul Calibur was like coming, was really hitting right when Mortal Kombat was not good.
Yeah.
Because they were doing 3D fighters, but they were doing it really well.
Yeah, there was a real surgence of 3D fighters.
I was such a dick with Killick, though, because he had the bow staff.
Yeah, I didn't like him.
And I would just poke him.
No,
poke
I didn't like him.
Poke people off the stage.
I would always try to play as Ivy,
mm-hmm,
because she was the one with the biggest boobs. But I sucked with her, so I usually played as... Siegfried / Nightmare.
Nightmare was awesome.
Nightmare was pretty cool. Or he became a vampire eventually. Raphael.
He was a vampire?
Eventually he becomes one.
Huh.
Like in Soul Calibur, I think it was, his first one was 3, I think. And by the later games, he's a full on vampire. He's got like a little rapier and he's a fencer.
Yeah.
So I thought he was awesome. And then he goes on full on vampire and he was even
cooler. They also had some really cool characters, because I liked Ivy's dad. The ghost pirate.
Cervantes.
Cervantes, yeah. He was awesome.
Max, that dude was legit.
Maxi with the nunchuck.
Yep.
Nightmare, we talked about, was just the coolest. The
Mitsurugi.
Mitsurugi.
Yeah.
Mitsurugi.
Taki, the Japanese ninja.
Oh, and she had the, Tanfu.
No, that was, God, why are you doing this to me?
I'm sorry.
What was her name? I can't remember her name, but no, Taki was the one in the all red skin tight latex,
mm-hmm,
like in every piece of art. It was like pokey nipples and everything.
Did she not have the, what was her weapon?
She had the little like knives kind of.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. But no, you're thinking there was a character that used those and I can't remember her name. I'm going through all the names in my head. There was some Mina. There was, No, not going to do it. Not going to drive myself crazy thinking about it.
No, yeah. That had one of my favorite rosters. I almost bought the, whatever the one on the Xbox One, the re-release that they did.
HD?
Yeah, I keep seeing that and I keep talking myself out of getting it because I think it was you that told me it wasn't very good.
It's not bad. It's just, if you're used to the newest ones.
Yeah. It's slower and a little bit more methodical.
Yes. Hold on. I'm looking this up because it's going to drive me crazy.
Plus, it's real easy to get furious at the idea of a ring out when you're used to just playing like
Talim.
Yeah.
Talim was her name. Sorry.
Yoshimitsu was in.
Oh, and then my cousin Ryan. He was in Tekken. His favorite character, Valdo.
Valdo creeped me out.
The bondage guy with like the
with claws. The contortionist.
Yeah, and he would like twist his body and crawl backwards and stuff. That's all my cousin liked to
play. He would do like the Bray Wyatt crab walk.
Yes, he would.
And
yes.
Then just like, but then he would like flip up and kick you.
He wore like a thong and like bondage stuff all over his face. Yeah, that dude, I don't know who thought that guy up.
I don't know. He always made me very uncomfortable as a child.
Very much so. Very much so. I got
because he didn't speak either. He just like screamed.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's unsettling.
So like Leatherface in Mortal Kombat XL.
Very unsettling.
Just the like it's just that, but wearing full bondage gear and with these giant like weird Wolverine style.
Yeah.
Knife hands.
He kind of reminds me of a small kinky version of like Pyramid Head from Silent Hill. Kinky.
And a kinky version of Pyramid Head is already kind of a. That's enough.
Aaron Picard asked if I ever beat Weapon Lord. The answer to that is no, I've never played it.
I've never even heard of it.
I've heard of it, but I've never played it. I don't think it's that good. David Dillo says, oh man, I could talk about terrible fighting games all day. Primal Rage sucks. Thank you. I'm sorry anyone that disagrees. That game is crap. Thank you. Time Killers for Genesis was even worse. Hold on. That was one of the first games I can remember where you could like cut limbs off of people and they'd still fight.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of cool. DBZ Ultimate Battle 22 was like someone Kamehameha shit into a jewel case and sold at retail. God, vulgar language tonight. Shaq Fu.
Shaq Fu.
Triggered.
Just.
It's so bad it's good.
No.
Star Wars Master of Terakasi is a master of shit. Jesus. I could go on all day. There are so many.
Get it? Poop jokes. It's funny.
Bob has Shaq Fu. So, I have Shaq Fu.
That was one of the few games that was at my grandma's house on my stepdad's side of the family. Like, one of my cousins would, like, left their Super Nintendo or something. That was the first time I played Road Rash.
Oh, my God.
They had a Sega Genesis, and I really liked Road Rash. But they eventually brought over a Super Nintendo, or I don't remember. But they had Shaq Fu, and I hated Shaq Fu so bad.
The best part about Shaq Fu was the storyline. So the storyline is that Shaq is, I'm not making this up, by the way. Shaq is on the way to like a charity game and he stops off in this old like, shop in Chinatown for a Pepsi. Because I think product placement was big back then.
Mm-hmm.
And when he walks in, the old Asian guy says, oh, you were the one from the stars. Come, you must go to this other dimension. Shaq's like, all right. And he just steps to the portal and goes. Yeah.
It worked for Jordan in the Toon Land.
Tony Walton also said, clearly, Clay Fighter was the best fighting game ever, and J.R. Davis, who's also an idiot, supports it. Clay Fighter was a funny joke the first time.
I liked it. That was actually one of the games that, I rented a lot from Blockbuster, because it was usually I would go to Blockbuster to try to find, like, the new release, but it was already gone by the time I got there. So I would just end up renting Clay Fighter again, on the Nintendo 64. And it wasn't a good game.
I never played the 64 version. I played the Super Nintendo. That's it.
See, I don't think I've ever played the Super Nintendo one.
It was, imagine like if you took that whole, remember Rare did like the claymation stuff. It's a claymation fighter is what it is.
Yeah.
And it was funny. It was funny at the time, but as it went on, it got less funny because now they're trying to really make it's not parody anymore. Now it's its own thing. And when it's not parody, it's not funny.
Yeah.
I did not like it.
I think Earthworm Jim was a character in that.
No, he was not. Oh, yes, he was.
In the 64 version.
One of the later ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. That's some knowledge right there.
I'm getting the flashbacks of the, just like the terrible, like slime character, the snowman.
Yep. The Elvis impersonator.
It may have been Elvis. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on. I don't want to think about this anymore.
Like the one was like Gumby, basically.
Yeah. It wasn't, okay, and just jumping way around, Primal Rage. And I know I've just been talking about how much I love Mortal Kombat, but wasn't that like four of the characters were just the same character, just reskinned?
Palette swaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you talking about Mortal Kombat or Primal Rage?
No, Primal Rage, because it's like, okay, so you had the red dinosaur and the blue dinosaur.
A yellow dinosaur.
And then you had the like, the red abominable snowman.
The skunk apes.
And the blue abominable snowman.
Yeah. They were just palette swaps.
Yeah. And again, like, I know I'm talking about how much I love Mortal Kombat, but they at least tried to make them their own unique. They all had different powers.
They were different characters.
The character designs did change enough for the most part.
Right. Not Primal Rage. There's a reason they only made one of that piece of garbage. Aaron Picard asks, if I get my dumbbell bench press up to 100 pounds, will that make me the new Mr. 100? Get in line, Aaron. Apparently there's three or four people getting that title these days. I did 95 on my last set on Monday. That means I have a 100-pound dumbbell in each hand. If that's true and you were just curling 100 pounds in each arm, Aaron Picard, more power to you, because I brought 30s in and half the people here couldn't lift it. So I can't imagine hundreds. I also don't believe you. Now the fighting stuff. He said Primal Rage was no Pit Fighter. There's a game.
I don't think I've ever played it.
That's a game. It was made.
It exists.
I used to rent it all the time when I was a kid, and it was just bad. Mm-hmm. Just worse than bad. And this is a good question. He said, what fighting series would you like to see revived? That's a good question. It's also a hard question.
I mean, I'm already kind of getting most of mine, because Mortal Kombat X was probably my favorite game of 2015. Injustice 2 is coming out. Tekken 7 is coming out. We're getting a Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite later this year. I would have to go with Soul Calibur. But, and I know they've just recently been making them still, like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But they haven't been very good. Like, go back to Soul Calibur 2 or 3, because those were the last, like, because I think they're up to 5 now.
Yeah. 5 was the one where they jumped ahead in time, and all the old characters were gone.
I don't think I even played 5.
The only thing I liked about 5 was that I made this badass Sailor Moon in the creative character. I was really proud of
her. That was something, that was something that franchise did really well, too, I thought.
The creative character?
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I'd have to, I gotta go with Soul Calibur. I wish they would kind of bring it back to, like, the, give me my characters that I love from 2 and 3, and then, but also give me a story mode and all sorts of other stuff.
I'm with you. I would say Soul Calibur, but because you said Soul Calibur, I'm going to say Ninja Turtles. Because I think a new Ninja Turtle fighting game would be a lot of fun.
It would work so... Oh, see, now you're getting me too excited. Because you could do, like, the current cartoon run. You could just tap in from, like, all the different universes of them.
Yeah, like different skins.
80s cartoon, yeah.
Yeah. Like they did with Mortal Kombat and Injustice.
Yeah.
Like you could have, you know, classic Leonardo with the red bandana and the gray, like, color.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could have new one or live action.
Well, and even just, like, from picking characters. So, like, the, you know, the current characters could, you know, get palette swaps. Or have, you know, have the original red bandana turtles fight differently than the 80s cartoon turtles.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
New Star Wars fighting game. Masters of Terrakasi was terrible, but I think you could make a really good, like, lightsaber game where you could duel with lightsabers.
They've
got to be able to make that.
Okay, so...
Or, I actually just thought of one I really would like to see. I forgot about it. Bushido Blade. Loved Bushido Blade. If they could redo Bushido Blade, I'd be a big fan of that.
What was the game? It was based on a TV show. Deadliest Warrior.
Yeah.
They made the Deadliest Warrior game. But it was, like, hyper-realistic.
Bob really liked it.
So, like, if you just immediately, like, threw your spear, like, first thing, and you got to hit him in the chest, you just win.
Yeah, game
just
over.
Just one hit.
Yeah. Well, that's how Bushido Blade was.
And that's what I'm thinking of, like, a Star Wars game is, like, okay, you just start lopping off limbs and stuff. And
cause well, that's why, like, you have to block.
Jedi Academy did... Or was it Jedi Academy?
Yeah, they had, like, a PvP version where you could fight each other with lightsabers. And it was really fun.
Well, it just meant in the way, like, even just going through the main game.
Oh, just cutting limbs off and stuff? Yeah. Bushido Blade was like that, by the way, where if you weren't paying attention and you got cut in the leg, you would lose your leg. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't cut off, but you couldn't use it anymore. So you would literally crawl on the ground. Or if you got cut in the face or the head, you were just done. So that was very, very, very cool. I think that's all of the fighting game questions. And then there's a couple of other questions that are not fighting game. No,
and honestly, like,
one.
To kind of go back to like Austin Lane talk, like, just said Killer Instinct. Like, I would rather them do a actual Killer Instinct game
instead of this crappy let's throw 1/5 of it in a box or, you know, online and sell it to you piece by piece.
Yeah
DLC the fighting game.
Yep,
screw that. Jared Davis has a good question, actually. If PZ85 were to have a fighting game, we've talked about this before, by the way, if PZ85 were to have a fighting game made based on it, who of the cast and its constituents would be featured, what would their special moves be, and what would the game be called? I don't know what the game would be called. I'm too out of it to be clever. So you make up your own damn title. I think everybody would be in it, though.
Yeah. We don't have that big of a roster.
Yeah.
So,
which, I mean, for Street Fighter V or Killer Instinct, it would be like Shannon and Jesse and Allie and Lindsay. There's your 4 base characters. You get that for $30.
And you gotta buy
you can buy the 5-star man. You can buy the Big D. You can buy just like everybody else, just piece by piece. We're all $5 extra.
Yeah.
Ooh. There's a story.
Wait, are you charging the same amount for you that you're going to charge for Dalton?
I mean, well, no, clearly.
Okay. Okay. Cause that's discount DLC. That's, well, thank you. That's the least selling DLC.
You can buy the story mode.
Though, the storyline's terrible.
Really is.
Yeah. The storyline from the
It's just real bleak.
It's basically, again, think it all. I'll come up with it on the, all right now. Tanner's the bad guy. He's the final boss. He's God, so sick of us.
I already don't like where this goes.
He's so sick of us making fun of
okay,
him.
Okay, no. Oh, okay, then it can't be Tanner. It's Cody. And his special move is nothing but, like, he pulls out a proton pack.
But he doesn't know how to use it.
He's throwing razor-sharp discs of the movie.
Cody pulls out the proton pack, and he's like, what the hell is this? Is this from Naruto? And he throws it down. And Tanner's his second in command. Tanner's the mini boss. He's like, he's the Sagat to Cody's M. Bison. And Tanner, like, I like to think he fights like Dr. Robotnik. He like jumps in a bucket. The bucket grows arms and legs. And you have to fight Bucket Tanner. And then when you beat Bucket Tanner, you have to fight regular Tanner.
You break him out of his suit.
He's throwing bills at you.
But then if we're going with, like, based on the number of insults, like, the entire, so Dalton is, like, your rival? So he just, like, real randomly tried to, like, pick fights with you? But he's, like, that Mysterio fight in Spider-Man? So it's, like, you just see him, like, he gets all this, like, he gets, like, 6 health bars, and then you hit him once, and then he's just down.
You don't have to hit him. You just insult him.
You just step towards him. Like, you just make your first, like, movement, and he's just like, no, 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 no.
Dalton is the Dan from Street Fighter character. Oh. He wears pink.
Or he's Mega Man in Street Fighter for the Vita.
Oh, fat out of shape, Mega Man.
God, that pissed me off so much.
I want to play the Podzilla 1985 fighter. It'd be a lot of fun. Jesse and Mandy would be like, Kieran, what was their names from, Mortal Kombat?
Oh, I'm totally blanking on it. I know who you're talking about.
But basically, Jesse would run around punching things, and Mandy would, like, ride on his shoulder.
Giving him orders.
And he would throw her at people occasionally. I'm, of course, the Johnny Cage character. I went from obscurity to, like, being on top of the game. Allie, you would be, my daughter. What? You'd be the Cassie Cage. You'd be the smart-ass young punk that is always chewing bubble gum and listening to her iPad or iPod.
I don't chew bubble gum that often.
Ferator.
Yeah, I really want to play this game now. This sounds like a lot of fun. Right?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Kevin Schenkelberg wants to know when we're going to play some Call of Duty Legacy Edition. I don't know. I just checked the Magic 8 Ball. It said it was unclear. Sometime soon, maybe? He said also what happened to Western movies. They just fell off the map last year at Hell or High Water, which was awesome, by the way. What did happen to Western movies, Kevin?
They made Tombstone. They realized they made the best one, and everybody else went home.
Allie, have you ever seen Tombstone?
Part of it.
You didn't finish it? What happened?
It was late, and I fell asleep.
You have homework.
Lots of homework.
I think Tombstone.
This is more important. If you tell, you're in the arts program. Just be like, listen, I had to appreciate Tombstone. And they're like, yeah, okay. You get an extension.
What about my other homework?
Yeah, then, well, I don't know.
Mike Branham said, who on the PZ crew is going to be forced to play Resident Evil in VR? J.R. Davis said, Dalton. He is correct.
I'll give him $1 if he even puts on the headset while that game is on.
We watched him play Rush of Blood. And while we're watching him play it, before it's even started, yeah, his hands are shaking.
Yeah.
Like his guns on the screen are just vibrating. It's like we had a special guest and his name was Michael. No.
I will say,
I liked Back Michael to the Jordan? Future. Yeah.
I will say Steven started the run on VR, but the last time I saw him playing it, he did not have the headset on. So I think he
pansy
chickened out.
I want to play it with VR because it sounds like a good
now
time.
Ask me if I would play it in VR.
Allie, ask him.
Would you play it in VR?
Oh, hell no. No.
Would you, Allie?
I'd try it, yeah. But then again, I don't really know how to play the game.
It's really not. Yeah. Like, it's mostly walking around and looking. Oh. Remember PT?
So it was like PT or that one trailer I did for the VR.
Yeah.
Whatever it was called.
Just occasionally you might have to shoot something in the head.
I just saw the, apparently there's already DLC for Resident Evil 7 out.
Who makes it?
Capcom?
You just answered your own question.
You're doing a bit now. I understand.
Mike Branham wants to know, Valentine's Day is coming up. What are some gift ideas besides the standard flowers or chocolates? Good, very good question,
Silence.
Mike Branham. I was going to say awkward silence. Damn it. I can't think of a better word for it. Yeah. Just ignore the person you love because they probably deserve it.
A Valentine with the wrong name on it. On the 13th, I don't know.
A bowling ball.
Bowling ball. No, it's for us.
With Homer on it.
Engraved on it.
Is a great... Allie, what's a good... Or as the female...
Are you wanting an actual answer to this question?
Okay, yeah. What's a good thing to give a girl for Valentine's Day other than... What would your boyfriend give you? Like, what would you want him to give you?
I mean, it very much depends on the person. I like... stuff like stuffed animals, and if there's something that is personal between you two, that's always good.
What about lingerie?
if they would be up to that, some people wouldn't be.
Does your boyfriend, does he seem like the kind that would buy lingerie for you for Valentine's Day?
He talks about it, but I don't think he would actually do it.
What a coward. Asa, what about you?
I'm terrible at Valentine's Day. I've always been terrible at Valentine's Day.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Yeah. Usually for me, it's dinner. Take him out somewhere nice.
My job has pretty much required me to work every Valentine's Day for the last decade. So
usually the person that I'm dating works on Valentine's Day.
Oh, so I have the best Valentine's Day that I had that she hated. Cause I did have a girlfriend at the time. This was my like freshman year of SEMO, I think, maybe my sophomore. We drove up and watched Joel McHale do stand up at the pageant.
For Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day. Like, this was on the actual Valentine's Day.
Well, that's sweet.
It was fun. I mean, we had fun, but it was just like, you know, it's not.
It wasn't really
when you
romantic.
Think of like, when you think of like the traditional Valentine's mm-hmm. Day activities.
Yeah, but man, I hate traditional Valentine's Day. Like, romance. I don't get it.
The commercialism romance of it.
The thought that, okay, it's Valentine's Day. You better do something.
Now, how do you
feel? What's she going to do for me? Nothing. How do you feel about her?
How do you feel about Love Day, though?
What the hell is that?
Oh, it's The Simpsons. There's a stretch of no holidays. So they're like, oh, well, we need a holiday. What about Love Day? No, too broad. And then it just immediately cuts to Happy Love Day.
What about Life Day?
Is that a thing?
That's Star Wars holiday special. Instead of Christmas, they celebrate Life Day.
Do they really?
Yeah.
I still haven't seen it, so.
Good.
I know. I'm untainted.
J.R. Davis says, what's your favorite swear word? Also, what's your favorite swear word substitute?
My favorite swear word substitute is Bob Saget. I do that a lot.
I was just going to say my favorite swear word is Trump.
Ayo.
Hey, but I'm not going to. My favorite swear word.
Should just do the, oh, my favorite swear word is, and then just like a series of just
bleeps.
Now that we've explained it on the show, though.
Exactly. And I'm too lazy. The F word. And I'm not going to say
it. It's so versatile.
Yeah. If you use the F word in the right place, it's really powerful. If you throw it around willy nilly, it's meaningless.
Yeah.
It's all in how you use it. Ali, what's your favorite swear word?
The one I find whenever I'm working on something and I mess up, I am able to move on quicker if I just say the S word really quick and move on. So I'm going to go with that.
I like to think that you call all of your projects bitch. They just, you mess up, you're like, oh, you bitch, and you throw it away.
Just full Always Sunny.
Yeah. Oh, you stupid bitch.
Always Sunny fighting game. Oh. I want an Always Sunny fighting game.
Who would you play as?
Rickety Cricket.
I was about to say that. He's got
those, breaks off a piece of his exoskeleton and just starts swinging.
That's a sweet cricket right there. or
the Trash Man is the final boss.
I'd pick Roddy Piper's character. That'd be a lot of fun.
The Maniac.
Yeah. Or Project Badass. It's his own character.
Country Mac.
Mary Jo Bamel, it's the last one. Mary Jo Bamel from Villainous Grounds.
Yes.
We love her. We love her and David. She says, okay, Shannon Young. I made the mistake of saying, I was throwing out random things of what we could talk about. Like, hey, it doesn't have to be fighting games.
Right.
You could ask us about Trump. You could ask us what kind of underwear we have. Well, she called me out on it. She says, you have to discuss your underwear on the show. I'm guessing boxer briefs. You don't look like a traditional boxer's kind of guy.
I don't even know what that means.
You're right, though. There are boxer briefs. So you actually hit the nail right on the head. I used to wear briefs until everyone made fun of me for it. Cause they're like, well, that's old man underwear. I'm like, all right. So I started wearing boxers, but it just felt like I was wearing gym shorts all the time. Then I saw Bob half naked once and he was wearing boxer briefs. I was like, I like the cut of your jib. So he said, you know,
it's like a good old half and half.
Yeah. So yes, boxer briefs for sure. Asa?
Boxers.
Boxers?
Just comfy.
Just regular underwear.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Not like this bit anymore.
Okay. We'll move on. And she had a serious question. Something I was thinking of earlier is the fact that Trump will be helping select a Supreme Court justice. What does that mean for our freedoms? How do you think that will affect our world? And by that, I mean the gaming comic book free speech realm, or will it at all? Let's tackle these things one at a time. What does that mean for our freedom if he selects a Supreme Court justice? One of two things. Either Donald Trump is going to push through whatever agenda he wants with the full backing of the Republican Party and can pretty much get whatever he wants passed, or they will have some, either it's their conscience will catch up to them and they'll go, this isn't right, or enough people will say, if you go through with this, we will never support you again, that they'll back out and someone will stop Trump.
And then the people who actually do that, he'll just fire. Like the attorney general that he just fired because she refused to back his super illegal Muslim ban.
And what is it? How will it affect the world? Honestly, it probably won't affect us at all. Like, I'm being honest. In a lot of ways, it won't affect us as white people.
I don't know, because when World War III starts, stuff might change.
When the bombs start dropping?
Yeah.
Fallout?
Yeah.
I'm grabbing the first power armor I see, and I'm going to start eating rad roaches. Allie, do you like rad roach?
No. What?
Because we have plenty of roaches here.
That sounds gross.
And when the radiation comes, they'll get bigger. You will be begging for Jerbster at some point.
Jerbster.
What are the words that you were saying?
Alone, Trump is affecting nerd culture in Hollywood, and not by just enraging us with his ignorance. Every award show is now filled with Trump rants. Celebrities are speaking out left and right and have been for months. Will his decisions affect the movies we see? Will ratings change? Will he force his views on us and what's allowed to be seen? Will censorship be next? And then we'll get back to the underwear question.
Well.
But she didn't follow up with more underwear questions, so. JR did say boxer briefs, by the way, so he also guessed right, unless he was talking about himself, in which case, whatever. will his decisions affect the movies we see? I don't think so. I don't think it'll ever get to that level. Will ratings change? Again, I don't think so. I don't think it'll affect it.
Unless it would be a long time before it affected it if he did have control over the creative programs in the schools.
Possibly, but... One thing, and it kind of ties into this question, will he force his views on us on what's allowed to be seen? No, because
yes.
The only thing... No,
he's already trying to.
I think she's talking about in the movies, though, like in film and art. And the only, especially with movies, the only thing more powerful than the president of the United States is the movie industry. The money they make and the influence they have. There's the old joke that, you know, Hollywood controls America and that, you know...
Marketing industry.
Yeah, but I mean, it won't affect... You will not see... It's not going to get to that level. I feel in my heart it will not get to the level where Donald Trump is dictating the movies we watch.
I also felt in my heart that he would never be the Republican nominee.
That's
but here we are.
That's true.
And he's actively trying to like turn away like actual freedoms and rights. Oh, the government agencies can't talk to the media anymore. You just can't make statements. Okay, now. We're probably not gonna, none of my press release stuff can be covered by CNN because they're not promoting my agenda.
Well, that's the one area that I do think we are in major danger. That's a weird term of seeing is that the media, he's already said the media is the opposition party. Mm-hmm. His chief of everything, Steve Bannon, said that President Bannon said that the media is the opposition party and they have a real shot at completely doing away with free journalism and making it a very North Korea style country where what is reported and what is seen by the masses is what he wants to be seen.
Right.
And
that
needs to stop.
And that can easily then, once that happens, spill over to studio films.
Mm-hmm. And I will go out on a limit right now and say, I don't care about studio films in the long run. Like whatever. I love movies as much as the next person. But as a journalist, the very thought that this man could legitimately take away the freedom of press is frightening to me. We've already seen it starting.
When the president says someone should buy the New York Times and teach them how to be run or just get rid of it.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's not okay.
When they're talking about doubling and tripling the size of the press room to allow more press to come in, when in reality what they mean is putting in
plants.
Yeah. That will softball questions to them. It's a dangerous world where we are on the cusp of. It needs to be stopped. And at this point, I don't know how to stop him. If the protests around the world aren't enough, if the Democrats boycotting his cabinet picks aren't enough, if the attorney general defying his executive order isn't enough, what is enough
to stop
President Trump?
Which it's
not,
because they're fired.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Okay, we're going to fire the attorney general. Now just one of my yes men will be in there.
What can be done?
The Republicans have the Republicans have the Senate and the House. So they can either grow a backbone or nope, just party lines. Well, the Democrats want this, so they're the bad guys. And don't get me wrong, the left is just as bad at that. Like, it's just, it's hilarious to me, the hypocrisy of, well, you know, them just blocking his pick just to block it is, you know, that's just counterproductive. Why would they even want to do that? Where were you the last 8 years?
Well, not my president. Hashtag.
Yeah. Just.
Yeah. The Republicans are the only ones that can stop Donald Trump at this point.
Which is scary because they, you
they
know,
won't.
Yeah.
Because they're winning. They won. Why would they want to change it?
Yeah.
Unless, like I said, Paul Ryan has had multiple chances and has come out and spoke against Donald Trump, John McCain, Lindsey Graham.
But nothing.
Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell, of all people. So many Republicans have come out and said, no, what Trump is doing is wrong.
Yeah, they
but,
can.
But
make...
then Trump goes, well, do something about it. And they all go, yeah. Never mind.
See, and that's the thing is they can make their statements all they want, but then they vote. And then they vote in his pick.
Yeah.
Betsy DeVos. DeVos. Passed.
Yep.
So now she gets to go to a Senate hearing. She should not have made it that far.
Nope.
Donating $200 million should not qualify you to run the education system of the country.
Isn't that every...
As you've never held it when you've never taught, you've never worked in a public school, you don't send your children to public schools.
You could replace any of those things you just said with any other cabinet member that he picked,
and
it sticks. What does Ben Carson know about urban and housing development? He's a brain surgeon. You know, it's comical.
The theoretical physicist is being replaced by the guy who didn't know what the Department of Energy did and is actively trying to sue it. That's not a, or the EPA.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure EPA.
I think it's the EPA. Yeah. But either way, it's
comical.
It's not though.
It would be comical if this were in a movie and we could all go, well, that's the most ridiculous thing.
I do have a theory, actually. So I actually have fully bought into the, Elon Musk theory that this is all a simulation. Our lives, everything is a computer program somewhere. We're the Sims. The user has gotten bored. So now, like, instead of a giant Godzilla monster destroying the planet, this is his end game program.
Little fat orange monster with tiny hands.
Yep.
Well, that's the show.
So you've heard it here first. This is a
We've cracked the code.
Yep.
Here's some happier news. You're going to be able to come back here tomorrow for Pro Wrestling Unscripted. And we're going to tell you guys all about our adventures.
Is it happy?
Well, we're going to talk about Cage Chaos on Saturday, CCW. Mm-hmm. And I've got some complaints.
Yeah.
I'm going against all logic and you guys are thinking, but you guys are with CCW, aren't you? No, we're not.
Yep.
We are an independent thinking organization. Yes.
Also.
Yes. Yeah. And we have a couple things that we want to complain about. We're going to do that tomorrow. We're also going to complain about the Royal Rumble.
More like Royal Bumble.
I got that. Saw when you did that. That was great. So stay tuned tomorrow for that. Real quick, we're going to run through a couple of things here. Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. You can support us on there. Anything you guys will do is greatly appreciated. It keeps us in business. It lets us not worry about the financial side of things and let us just keep doing content that we never will put behind a paywall.
Nope.
I'll be damned if I put it behind a paywall. You can go to redbubble.com, look up Podzilla 1985, buy some of the merchandise. Got a sweet Pro Wrestling Unscripted shirt coming soon that you are going to love. I cannot wait to show it. Yes, I'm doing the 3D. It's not Donald 3D. Trump. It's 3D. You go to podzilla1985.com, listen to all the old episodes. I think, what's the other plug? There's always one I forget. Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. Yep. Like us on there. We interact. I just posted this great video, from Conan O'Brien. If you've never seen it, it's Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. And Allie, you need to watch this. He's in Times Square interacting with the mascots, the people that dress up and get money from people.
Yeah.
It is so awkward. I turned it off. I could not watch it.
Yeah, because those people are awkward.
And oh my God, it was.
And
it
these
was
aren't
bad.
Like mascots. These are no, the
these are people that have to dress up.
They have to be. It's Ulmo. ULMO.
There's a guy that puts on one the big fake baby head.
Yeah.
And dances around. There's people that just show up in random.
I saw Mickey Mouse and Minnie
Halloween
Mouse were there.
Halloween costumes.
Yeah. Just to get money from
stilts.
People.
Yeah.
It's a panhandle.
And boy, does Triumph get into it. Oh my God, it's awkward. Also, on a personal note, I want to say something real quick. Today, and this isn't going to matter to anyone but me, today they shut the servers down for Asheron's Call on PC. This was an MMO that has been out for 17 years. And, today was the last day of it. I actually watched the ending of the game as people were literally, and it's one of those things that it seems so ridiculous when you hear it's a video game, they shut down, but to think of like back to me with Ultima Online or World of Warcraft, the people I met and the friends I made through it, some of my best friends that I've had forever I've made through like Ultima Online. So watching this video of Asheron's Call's last moments, and there's all these people just gathered together and they're all waving goodbye to each other and like, I'll miss you. It's like the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just start disappearing one by one because the servers are shutting down. It is sad. I feel like I'm going to tear up talking about it. The guy I watched, he was crying at the end. So it's a sad day that Asheron's Call is no longer. And I just want to say that I played it a little bit. It was a great game. I just hate to see it go. So yeah, my condolences to everyone that played, and hope you guys find something new to enjoy in the future and maybe rekindle some old friendships. So that's the show for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted, and we'll see you guys then. Have a great night, and I don't know.
Bring back Soul Calibur.
And bring
make Soul Calibur great again.
Yes. And there was another game that I was thinking, why have they never made another one of it? And now I can't think of it. It's on my list somewhere.
Was it a fighting game?
No, it was like an action game. I don't know. It's on Mecha Blogzilla 1985. Good luck finding. Anyway, have a great night, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.